On May 11, 2023, the COVID-19 public health emergency ended, concluding a more than 3-year-long journey. Or did it? New COVID-19 cases are still being identified every day, so it is essential that every individual does their part and stays up to date on their vaccinations. The COVID lockdown started in March 2020 and caused a worldwide shutdown. The rising number of cases and deaths prompted people to increase their efforts to quarantine, wear masks, and put their health first. In December 2020, the first vaccines were approved for individuals 16 years or older, slowly growing to include younger age groups. Some pushback and misinformation spread about the vaccine, but in general, there was a mass scramble to get vaccinated and protected. Currently, over 70% of the world's population has been administered at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to Our World in Data. However, only 4% of Minnesota residents have gotten the most recent COVID-19 vaccine released in September 2023. So, what has changed? People no longer view COVID as a pressing issue because a solution has seemingly been found. The virus was sidelined, and vaccination rates for boosters and updated shots decreased because public health is no longer placed front and center in our area of concern. But COVID is still around and will continue to be an issue. Individuals should refrain from brushing aside the gravity of the situation and continue to be cautious and aware of their role in the transmission and spread of the virus. Even if someone got the first dose of the vaccine, getting the most recent update is still beneficial to renew immunity, especially with the rise of numerous COVID variants. The downward trend in vaccination rates is also harmful to public health, particularly because COVID-19 disproportionately affects elderly individuals and people with immunodeficiency disorders in the community. The vaccine is also a way to stay protected without actually contracting COVID and suffering through its symptoms. The shot might have some side effects, but generally, this vaccine is a safer, more reliable way to stay immunized. The vaccination also offers added protection for people who have already been infected with the virus. Keeping COVID hospitalization rates down is essential. Hospitals also already have limited space for regular illnesses and injuries without accounting for a pandemic. By lowering the contagious spread and infection rates of COVID cases, medical equipment and capacity can be reserved for other patients. Staying up to date on your COVID-19 vaccine will help decrease the spread of cases, deaths, and hospital visits, especially during the cold and flu season. U.S. citizens have the privilege of even having the option to get the most updated vaccine in the first place, unlike many other parts of the world. So the population should take advantage of this unique opportunity. Doing your duty to protect yourself and others goes a long way in helping boost public health. COVID-19 will not disappear anytime soon, so neither should people's willingness to stay vaccinated and protected.